This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, music and food come together on Saturday at the Barnstable County Fairgrounds. Tell us what's happening.
It is the 6th annual Knockabout Festival, which is a day-long festival. They've got music and food and their own beer, Knockabout Beer. And that's going to be happening all day Saturday from noon to 10 p.m. They're focusing on local, well, regional bands, mostly Boston-based. David Wax Museum and Jukebox the Ghost are the main ones. But there's also going to be another stage for a variety of bands. And what's new this year is that they're teaming up with Partners for Youth with Disabilities with a performance by Sally Taylor, daughter of James Taylor and Carly Simon, and one of her students. And they're also teaming up with Island Creek, which is a food group that's going to set up a day-long restaurant to serve guests.
Book lovers will want to be on the Vineyard this weekend to enjoy the Martha's Vineyard Book Festival.
They've got all kinds of events, including author talks and panel discussions, set up in two different places on two different days this weekend. From 11 to 5 on Saturday, they're going to be at the Harborview Hotel in Edgartown. Then 11 to 5 on Sunday, they're at the Chilmark Community Center. Some of the topics they're going to be discussing, wedding and marriage in fiction, coming-of-age novels, and gangsters, guns, and sociopaths, which is going to feature a segment on Whitey Bulger. Among the authors that are coming are Jill Lepore, Richard Russo, Eric Asimov, Linda Greenlaw, David Wessel, Susan Choi, and Rose Styron.
And the Edward Gorey House in Yarmouthport is holding a Children's Day celebration on Saturday. It has a cool name, too. Fantastigory.
I know. That brings up all kinds of images of all kinds of fun things to do. It's their fifth year doing this Children's Day celebration. It's going to include face painting, monster making, tarot card readings, and story time, as well as juice, popcorn, ice cream. And everybody can get in to see the museum all through the day. It's going to run from 11 to 4 on Saturday.
And the Woods Hole Film Festival finishes this weekend, and a director from one of the featured films will be making a number of appearances in our area as part of a bigger tour. Tell us about this.
Well, it's Vermont filmmaker Jay Craven, and he's got a new movie called Northern Borders that's adapted from a book by a Vermont author, Howard Frank Mosier. It stars Bruce Dern, Genevieve Bujold, and the boy from Moonrise Kingdom, if you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He makes these movies based on New England people in New England towns, and he likes to bring them to New England audiences who are familiar with what the topic is about. So he's touring 100 towns in New England this summer, including 4 on the Cape and Islands with this movie, and his family has had homes in various towns here, so it's kind of home to him as well. He's going to show the movie in Woods Hole Friday night as part of the film festival. Then on Tuesday, he goes to the Dreamland Theater on Nantucket. On Thursday, it's the Martha's Vineyard Film Society, the Center of in Vineyard Haven. And then on August 9th, on that Friday, he's going to the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.